This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. After images and reports of war crimes came in Monday from the Ukrainian town of Bucha outside the capital, Kyiv, U.S. President Joe Biden has called for a war crimes trial for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This guy is brutal.
The president spoke to reporters after Ukrainian officials said more than 400 civilian bodies have been found in towns retaken from Russian forces. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's committing genocide, but the president stopped short of that.
No, I think it is a war crime.
And says while the U.S. will keep giving Ukraine weapons it needs, it will also help gather details so Putin can stand trial. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is facing a fresh wave of condemnation after the evidence has emerged of what appears to be deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine. European allies were united in outrage, but appeared split on how to respond. Poland angrily singled out France and Germany for not taking more strident action and urged Europe to quickly wean itself off Russian energy. Berlin has said it will take a longer-term approach. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has called for a full investigation. Spokeswoman Liz Throssell Monday said the images from the town of Bucha are appalling. She called for a thorough probe into the massacre for all those who perished to be identified, the causes of death to be established, and all evidence from the scene to be preserved. Meanwhile, the latest war crimes allegations have prompted the U.N. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Monday to call on the U.N. General Assembly to remove Russia from the U.N.'s Human Rights Council. This is VOA News. China is sending thousands of healthcare workers and military personnel to Shanghai in an attempt to control the most recent COVID-19 outbreak there, while the city entered the second week of lockdown. According to a Chinese military newspaper, over 2,000 medical workers affiliated with the Army, Navy, and logistics support were dispatched to the city Sunday. More than 10,000 healthcare workers from other provinces are arriving in Shanghai Monday. They are tasked with helping to test, provide medical treatment, and attend to other needs related to the COVID-19 outbreak for all 26 million residents of the city beginning immediately. It's the biggest ever public health care endeavor in China. Shanghai reported 425 confirmed COVID-19 cases and over 8,500 asymptomatic cases over the previous 24 hours Monday. China has enforced a zero-tolerance policy connected to the pandemic, which includes mass testing, tracing, at-home quarantine, and border controls. A Michigan jury begins deliberations Monday in the trial of four men accused of designing a plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The men are charged with conspiracy. Two other defendants pleaded guilty and testified against them, saying they wanted to get the Democratic governor before the 2020 election to create chaos for a civil war to stop Joe Biden from winning. Jurors were told they could convict if they find there was a mutual understanding to get Whitmer, even if the goal was not met. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in the capital of the western U.S. state of California are searching for at least two people who fired into a crowd, killing six people and wounding 12 early on Sunday. The shooting happened in the outskirts of Sacramento's main entertainment district. When speaking to reporters, Police Chief Kathy Lester revealed few details from the investigation and pleaded with the public to share videos and other evidence that could lead to the killers. Police found a stolen handgun at the scene and were investigating if it was used in the shooting. Early Monday morning, small memorials with candles, balloons, and flowers had been placed near the crime scene. Repeating the hour's top news story, after images and reports of war crimes came in Monday from the Ukrainian town of Bucha outside the capital, Kyiv, U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for a war crimes trial against Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.